So here I am in Parliament, in one of the entrance halls, and look at all these famous politicians here. Grattan, Henry Grattan, an Irishman, elected to the Parliament, our Parliament at College Green, came over here and represented his part of Ireland, the Parliament of the United Kingdom. Henry Flood was his colleague, and then up there you see here King Stephen, Saint Stephen, Edward the Confessor. It's not very bright, okay? But through there, and that's on through to the House of Commons chamber. I better go now. I think they're killing me not to film or something, and go out into Westminster Hall, where I think filming is allowed. I wonder if that guy was rather coming purposefully towards me for that reason. I did ask a woman, she said, well, no, but so long as you're discreet about it, we won't care. Look, Raymond Asquith, Grenadier Guards, son of the Prime Minister, himself an MP, thought to have a glittering career before him, and his father, he descended into, what was it, dipsomania. Look, Lieutenant Thomas Kettle, Royal Dublin Fusiliers. So an Irish MP, a home ruler, and he was not an MP at the time, who was slain, memorialised on Stephen's Green in Dublin, but and that it hit his father, hit the party very hard, and he thought he'll be remembered as a British Army officer, which is not really how he wanted to be killed. And why has he not got O'Neill, sons of members of the House of Commons? How about actual MPs who were killed? I don't know why it doesn't mention O'Neill, as in the father of Terence O'Neill, the Prime Minister of Northern Ireland. So he's got him. And it's not in alphabetical order killed. And below him, Lieutenant W.G.C. Gladstone, the grandson of Prime Minister William Ewart Gladstone, and he's son of Herbert Gladstone. Herbert Gladstone was a Liberal Home Secretary, who was talked about as being a possible Prime Minister himself, and so on. Okay. So you get some idea of the size of the place and the school group coming down from there. Look at that. Look at the handiwork in the ceiling, hey? So the oldest part of the Palace of Westminster, Westminster Hall, over 1,000 years old. And so many storied events have taken place here, such as the trial of King Charles I over 3 days in January 1649, before he had his head smitten from his body outside. Yes? I was told I was allowed to film. Okay, I've stopped.